This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Hailing the Mahakumbh as a Mahayagya of unity, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remarked that India is proud of its heritage and is treading forward with a new energy. The Prime Minister said the success of the Mahakumbh is a subject of study for modern management professionals, planning and policy experts. Mr. Modi penned down these thoughts in a blog shared today. Mr. Modi emphasized that the world watched in wonder how crores of people gathered at Prayagraj on the banks of the confluence of rivers. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that more than 16,000 trains were operated for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Addressing the media at the Prayagraj Junction, Mr. Vaishnav said around 4 crore 50 lakh passengers commuted in and out of Prayagraj through trains. He informed that the railways had worked on this for the past 2.5 years and invested around 5,000 crore rupees.
श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी को उनके नेतृत्व में इतना जबरदस्त आयोजन हुआ, मैं धन्यवाद देना चाहूंगा माननीय मुख्यमंत्री श्री योगी आदित्यनाथ जी को। इतना अच्छा इसमें आयोजन हुआ, मैं साथ ही धन्यवाद देना चाहूंगा बिहार और मध्य प्रदेश के माननीय मुख्यमंत्रियों को भी। सबके सहयोग से रेलवे ने सबका एक साथ मिलकर एक बहुत क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन के साथ काम हुआ और उस क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन के कारण जहां हमने 13,000 ट्रेन की प्लानिंग की थी, 16,000 से ज्यादा ट्रेन चलाई, करीब 4.5 करोड़ के आसपास श्रद्धालुओं को लेके इसमें संगम में और महाकुंभ के दर्शन के लिए ला पाए।
यूनियन होम एंड कोऑपरेशन मिनिस्टर अमित शाह इज अटेंडिंग एन इवेंट ऑन द 15th डेथ एनिवर्सरी ऑफ भारत रत्न नानाजी देशमुख इन चित्रकूट ऑफ सतना डिस्ट्रिक्ट। द इवेंट इज बीइंग ऑर्गेनाइज्ड बाय दीनदयाल शोध संस्थान एट दीनदयाल कैंपस। मध्य प्रदेश चीफ मिनिस्टर डॉ मोहन यादव इज ऑल्सो प्रेजेंट इन द प्रोग्राम। Let's go live to the Home Minister's address.
पर चलने वाली पार्टी नहीं, संगठन के आधार पर चलने वाली पार्टी की कल्पना रखी और राजनीति का आधार अपनी पार्टी का विस्तार नहीं हो सकता है, अपनी विचारधारा हो सकती है जो देश को आगे बढ़ाने का काम करती। वो भारतीय जनसंघ की स्थापना में दीनदयाल जी का बहुत बड़ा योगदान रहा। उन्होंने हमारे सारे सिद्धांतों को, हमारे सारे विचारों को आकार देने का काम किया।
फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारामन हैज सेड दैट अगेंस्ट ऑल द चैलेंजेस ग्लोबली, इंडिया इज मूविंग अहेड विद ग्रोथ। Addressing a media conclave in New Delhi today, Ms. Sitharaman said the global supply chain is where the concentration risks are posing challenges. She said these are very interesting but very challenging times. The minister said the global order will not be determined by the developed nations. She said trade and technology will play a crucial role in the new world order and India will need to participate. The Delhi Assembly today resumed discussion on the CAG report related to the liquor policy of the previous Aam Aadmi Party government. The report, which was tabled in the Delhi Assembly by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta 2 days back, flagged several discrepancies. Earlier, Aam Aadmi Party MLAs held a protest outside the Assembly, alleging that they were not allowed to enter the Assembly premises. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be on a 2-day visit to India beginning today. This will be President Leyen's 3rd visit to India. She will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission tomorrow. Ministers for State Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, S.P. Singh Baghel and George Kurian, today conferred the awards to the winners of Prani Mitra and Jeev Daya Awards at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. In ICC Champions Trophy cricket, toss for Pakistan, Bangladesh Group A match at Rawalpindi has been delayed due to rain. Both Bangladesh and Pakistan are out of the reckoning to enter the semi-finals, making this clash a dead rubber. And that is the end of this news bulletin.